Little pig, little pig. Let me in.
The Frames Per Second Podcast.
The dead is going to catch up to us eventually.
Evil people aren't the exception to the rule. They are the rule.
You can come on home.
He asked how his daddy died. I told him that a bad man killed him. And he wanted to know if that man got what he deserved.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Frames Per Second Podcast. My name is Kenneth B. Inge. Joining me on the show, we got Naturally Nay.
Hello.
Mike Seatow.
Yo.
And Modest Media.
What up, what up?
So we are here to recap the latest episode, episode 19 of season 10, titled One More. And this one is one that featured Gabriel and Aaron exclusively, plus, you know, this extra guy. So just real quick, round the room, yeah, nay, like it, don't like it.
You start, Kenneth, did you like it?
It was okay. I'll say halfway through, I was like, oh man, this is slow. But I think it finished well.
It was boring to me. The end, I saw what they were trying to do, but it was still boring.
I think ultimately it's a nay for me. But I'm just ready for this to be over, I think, at this point. I'll get more into why I'm leaning more towards nay, I guess.
Mike?
It was absolutely okay. It didn't like suck, that. And it definitely wasn't great.
Mm.
But yeah, we'll get into why.
Yeah, so I think it opened with that flower. I was like, why did they do that? And then we saw why they did it. Because they had the blood drop on the flower, and then they were killing all the zombies. And, it was just out in the field. And once again, just hunting for supplies. And I thought it was pretty cool. Well, I think they've done this before, but with the little stopwatch or whatever to find all the zombies that came up out of the field and shit like that. I wonder how them motherfuckers got there, though. There was a lot of goddamn zombies in that field.
How they got where?
In that damn field. Or maybe they just, like, did they all just stop and just fall out at the same time?
It was sleep time.
It was weird.
Yeah, that didn't make sense to me either, because zombies don't usually just lay down.
Right.
The scene was definitely, I thought the scene was dope as shit when they stood up out the grass, but then when I stopped for a second and I was like, they don't sleep.
Yeah.
Whenever you run up on zombies, they're just walking around in circles. Right. They're never laying on the ground chilling.
Well, you had the zombie Van Winkle, the one that was seated on the pole.
Oh, the one
that looked like he was just, You had him who, you know, died weird. You had the family with the flower growing out of the ground, and they had charred bodies. You thought that was dope?
Yeah, I thought that was a dope scene. I think that this episode had a lot of, like, interesting scenes, you know, like, I would kind of, like, it made me want to know what was going on. Like, why were they burned up? What happened to them? Why is it, like, it looked like two parents and a kid, maybe, burned up, and they were all huddled together. Did someone put them there like that? Although I've learned from WandaVision not to fucking try to figure shit out, because you won't get answers. So I know I'll never find out what happened to them, but it was interesting.
Didn't they say that? Like, how he was like, we'll never know.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, they sure did.
Aaron did, which I thought was actually a pretty reasonable response. Because, like, you're ever like, what the fuck happened here? But then how will you ever know what happened here? And is it even really important, you know, to whatever it is they were trying to accomplish outside of just, you know, curiosity or whatever? And then they had the zombie landmine, which is basically, you know, the little pasture. And they were just going through it, man. They couldn't find shit. They couldn't find shit.
I didn't realize what they were looking for at first.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know who they, I didn't know if I had missed something prior, that they were looking for somebody or whatever. Because when they going off of, they said Maggie's
map. Maggie's map, yeah.
So her map was basically spots where they were like hoarding food or something? Or
places there might be food.
Okay. Yep. Okay. Yep, yep.
Yeah, I think I realized it in that scene in the car where I actually asked, like, what are they looking for when you found that empty can of food? I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. There wasn't a lot of dialogue in the beginning of this one. It was just them walking. And then they told, you know, kind of let us know they had been out there 2 weeks at some point.
And as far as the burnt family or whatever, I didn't really look too much into that, honestly. I just thought it was just a situation where, you know, they were surrounded by zombies and it was no way out, mm-hmm. in their opinion. So they just wanted to die together.
They burnt themselves up?
Burnt themselves. That's what I thought.
That seems like a bit much, don't it?
That's what I thought. It seems like a bit much, but think about, like, cults and stuff like that, that may die together and stuff like that. And I don't know. I just thought it was just that type, not a cult situation, mm-hmm. but just like a situation where, you know, you make a decision as a family that, you know.
There's no food, no water. Yeah, there's nothing, like, we can do. And if they don't have the means, any other means to kill themselves by, if they don't have any guns or anything, mm-hmm. like that. Yeah.
Rather just do that like this than be eaten alive by zombies.
But through fire, though?
Yeah, yeah. That seems like it's more painful than getting eaten. Because, like, I'd rather get a couple bites and hopefully they catch my neck.
But you won't be a zombie.
I don't even care about all that. I'm burning.
But like, some people do, though. Alive. Like, early in the season or early in the show, like, they didn't want to be zombies. So they're like, no, make sure you kill me so I'm not a zombie.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. That's the same.
Wait, so are you saying that the family on the ground, they set themselves on fire, or somebody came?
The house on fire and they stayed in.
Oh, because yeah. I did like this, the whole scene with the door, and mm-hmm. then they showed the outside and the house was gone.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm, I don't know, man. That's extreme.
I think there's more to that one, but I just don't think we're going to know.
That's just what I thought when I saw it.
I'm not burning.
Is it a real life thought? Maybe not. You know, a lot of these situations in this show isn't like real life like situations. So I was thinking, like, in a movie sense or show sense, that's what I thought happened. Like, you know, it was a family. Because, you know, like, how else would you go then? Like, some pills maybe? Pills? Because you could have did that too, right? You could have had some pills, and then if the house burned on fire, you know, y'all all was sleeping, and then you just burned with it. So that could have been the case, right? They probably could have overdosed on something, laid down together, house caught on fire, and they burned to the ground with it.
I don't know. I think it's the Reavers or the Reapers. Because it doesn't, I mean, obviously this is putting way too much logic into this show, but you burn alive, you're not really going to die like this.
This is true.
You'll ask.
Like, yeah.
No one burns alive and dies cuddled up. So it looks like somebody placed
even if
there.
You overdose?
I think the
your ass gonna wake up.
Yeah, I think you'll wake up.
No, I'm saying, I'm like, if you overdose,
yeah,
right? Like, you overdose and you died, right? Let's say, like,
oh,
overdose and you died, like, laying with your loved one.
But you think that's really the thought that the show put in? Like, these guys overdosed and somebody let the house on fire.
That's what I thought. I thought it was a situation where, you know, whatever it was, they say, look, we're gonna die here together.
Yeah, I mean, they did. It's just how it got burned. I don't.
Yeah, I'm not saying that's what happened.
Yeah.
Thought that I had. I didn't think about it like you guys did. It's just like, okay, yeah, they just decided to die together.
I think it was kind of cool, like in the first opening scenes. Like, it was, you know, when I was watching, I was like, this is a reminder of how dangerous this world can be. Mm-hmm. You know, them killing zombies, the zombies all in the field, them going to that mini mart trying to get in there, and zombies are all in there, and them having to kill them, and I guess try to pull that one zombie through the window. What was that all about?
I don't know why they were doing that.
Yeah, that okay. was weird.
It seemed like they just wanted an excuse to show them pulling the skin off. But
yeah, I was like, why? They were doing a lot of like stuff with the zombies that was real gross.
Yeah.
And I was like, why? Why are we doing this?
Yeah, it didn't make any sense.
But I do want to draw a parallel with the burn people, though, mm-hmm. like, towards the end. So once we get to that part, I'll I'll see if I can bring it full circle.
Okay. So yeah, so Gabriel climbs on the roof and we see more dead people. They shot themselves. Well, somebody shot them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there were holes in there. And then he came out and there was no more food. Like, shit was real, man. And then I think at that point, so around this point, now that Rod, you pointed out, and then that this was the pandemic shooting, and then, you know, Mike, you said that they came out and said that. Mm-hmm. That's all I see now.
Yeah.
I can't even watch the episode regularly because there were moments, like, especially when there was at that mark, when they were so spread mm-hmm. apart having that conversation.
Yep.
And I was like, oh, because, you know, he was like, I think he was trying to keep moving on, and you know, he was like, one more. And the guy was like, don't you want to see your daughter? Yeah. Like, let's go back.
He's like, it's not even my daughter. Shit.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking too. Yeah. Don't even look like me.
Shit.
He was probably asking somebody, let me wait and see what the skin color look like when that motherfucker come out.
But yeah, Ken, once again, that's what I thought when I saw this or whatever immediately. It's the pandemic, and that's why they're shooting it this way. Mm-hmm. And I, like I said, I didn't read the articles like Mike had read. But the difference between this and why I say this is more Nay for me is that I'm not as interested in these particular characters as I am as Carl and mm-hmm. not Carl, but
Carol and Daryl.
So it didn't work as well. In this situation, it's like, okay, I see what y'all doing, but it's not working the same.
They picked the two, probably two of the most uninteresting characters on the show.
Yes.
And you buddied them up, and you expect us to be like, oh man, this is interesting.
And they tried to make it interesting.
It did not work.
Yeah.
It didn't work. Mm-hmm. You got one with one eye and one with one arm. I don't care about neither one of y'all motherfuckers. Both y'all could die.
It's just two disabled ass motherfuckers.
Right.
That's what I thought was going to happen. I thought that by the end of the episode, they were going to die.
I was hoping that one of them was going to die with the gun. Mm-hmm. But.
You were hoping for too much.
I was hoping that either one of them was going to die with the gun, or what I would have done is I would have at least
tried to shoot the guy.
That's what I was just wondering. Just pull the trigger five times. One, the bullet's gonna come out at some point.
Yep.
You know, but these motherfuckers are like, your turn. Fuck that shit. Nah, bro. No, I ain't going out like this.
Yeah.
Terminator 2 ain't finna get me.
Hell no. I thought he looked familiar.
You didn't recognize him?
I'm bad with that. That's like, the I don't homie, know. Bro. I don't know.
That's the motherfucker
like
that was running after the car.
Yeah. That's crazy. I didn't even realize that.
I knew his face.
He looks familiar, but I didn't know. Yeah.
You couldn't pinpoint from
where. Nah, I couldn't pinpoint.
I knew
from
the second he's. That's Robert Patrick, man. He's a good ass actor.
Yeah, he is. But that's wild. Like, he's older now.
Mm-hmm. He is older.
Damn. That's crazy.
That's how long it's been since Terminator 2 came out.
Yeah, that's crazy.
He's like, on SVU, so I've been seeing him for a while.
Oh, okay. So, see, I don't watch that. Okay. So, yeah, I didn't know that's what he looked like now.
I think the other thing just about these two is they were trying to make, like, have funny moments.
Yeah, no.
Like when, I guess, the mud, when he's tripped old dude in the mud. So somebody really need to explain to me how he managed to get that motherfucking clean later on.
Did the
rain wash it off?
Yeah.
All of it?
Yeah.
Yes.
We could assume.
It was raining hard.
Okay.
I would more want to understand why he was walking through mud like that and fell. And why was that
the
zombie
tripped
hanging
the
out under the mud?
Well, what?
So he stepped over the zombie and then the zombie came up and was just like, nah, bro.
I don't know, but he was, you know, he was all black. And then, so yeah, he pulled him up and then... You know, he got mud on the other guy. It was just like, come on, y'all. Huh?
And then they messed up and ripped the map because the map got muddy.
Yep.
See, that's the thing with this episode, things that I didn't like was they could have told this story without some of this goofy shit.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't need him falling in the mud. I just didn't need any of that. Like, I would have preferred you just lost the map. Like, you fell in the mud and then you had to get up and then you have a little funny moment where Aaron's helping you up and you get him muddy. And it's just like... This isn't funny to me.
Yeah, even the part with the boar, when he did all the screaming.
That shit was funny.
You thought that was funny?
That shit was funny, because that was a typical black dude-ass response. Your ass was yelling like a little... And he started laughing. I can't front. I laughed in the house. I was like, that shit was kind of... Because he did scream like a little...
He was, but it wasn't like, oh, shit, I'm in, like, zombie or... enemy danger.
The hell? Yes, it was.
Really?
He screamed Man, that shit was
maybe in my head. That it sounded like, oh shit, there's an animal type screen. Like this was some new shit. So maybe because I saw it was an animal, maybe I'm inferring that.
It sounded like he was startled.
I was like, oh, he got bit. I just knew he got bit, and I was like, oh, now he's gonna have to kill a zombie Aaron.
What are you about to say, Rod?
I said, I just thought it was stupid for him to open that door in the first place. Like, same. Because thinking that somebody's in there, they would respond. Like, yes. Why do you think someone's in there?
Yeah.
When have you ever thought it was a live person in a room that's rattling?
And you're talking from outside of it?
Yeah.
Like, hey, I'm a friend.
Like, what's
I'm just going to believe you?
Right.
Somebody put me in this room. So I'm just going to take your word for it. And you show up with one fucking arm with a big ball with spikes on it. I'm not going to think you're my friend.
Right. Yeah, which is what Terminator said. It was like, y'all think that boar just got in there by itself? Like, you know, but yeah. What was the other part? Oh, when they were drinking and shit. And then he snored like a zombie and he woke up. And
that did chuckle at that.
Oh, I didn't realize that's what was happening.
I thought that was funny.
Yeah. I had to rewind it.
Yeah.
Because he was snoring like a zombie. I can see how you would wake up like that. Yeah.
I did like the part where they were drinking, though. I like that whole
thing. That was okay. Like, you know, that was okay.
He's like, take it and drink it slow and then eat the meat. Doesn't it change the way the meat tastes? It's like, I kind of like this. Because he's trying to give him an appreciation for certain things that have been gone for years or whatever. Mm-hmm. But once they got to the point of being sloppy drunk, I was like, okay, yes, now I'm not here.
Yeah.
Because you guys are seasoned vets at this point.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not out in the zombie apocalypse. We're in a place I don't know, and I'm going to get wasted?
Right.
Serious?
Well, clearly they thought they were safe from zombies getting in. They just didn't think about people.
But wouldn't they think about people at this point? Because damn, the last 3-4 seasons have only been people fucking them up.
I think they just kind of wanted to escape for a minute. Like, we got this $2,000 whiskey, which I would love to know how he knew that. Because it's been, 12 fucking years?
It ain't worth nothing today.
Right.
Well, he told a story about whiskey and his cousin or something.
He did. Yeah. They sort of cleaned it up.
I did like that part.
Yeah, they cleaned it up.
That's how he knew.
I ain't gonna lie, though. I did want to drink that whiskey and eat that meat just to see if he would.
I didn't want to eat that meat. That ain't got no seasoning on it. That was some bland-ass boar. It looked bland as hell.
But it looked like it was good.
Yeah.
It did not.
It did look like it was good.
You gonna eat that damn bland-ass boar.
That shit was smoked.
Right.
On the ceiling fan.
That was a ceiling fan?
It was the case of a ceiling
fan. Was it?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, but hey, your ass would eat that meat if you were in the fucking apocalypse.
Yeah, I would.
I'd have ate that fucking meat. Fuck that.
Right, in the apocalypse.
I'd have tore that fucking boar up.
Yeah.
But yeah, because I was like, oh man, I bet. I just the way he said it, I was like, man, I bet that shit was good as hell.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but yeah.
The way Aaron was eating it, you could tell it was good.
I think the thing that bothered me also about that is like, y'all, you went through this effort of saying like, this is this $2,000 wine. We're just going to have this small like sip to drink in half the fucking bottle. Mm-hmm. It was like, what? What? Y'all just gave up in trying to save the shit.
What's the point of saving it? You in the zombie
That's
apocalypse.
What I didn't understand when he told him that shit. It's like y'all haven't had fucking whiskey in how fucking long?
I just wouldn't drink it all at the same time. I'm not trying to get drunk out here where I'm not home.
Because I'm going to deal with a hangover the next day. And well, that too, travel. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just keep it around so you can have your little taste.
Yeah, a little sip. You know what I'm
saying? A little flash. You know what I'm saying?
A little touch.
Yeah. I think that's one you definitely keep to yourself. Just for the effort, man.
Oh, yeah. I ain't telling nobody.
Nah, I wouldn't tell anybody.
I'm going to tell. I'm going to tell.
Y'all want to share the whiskey with us?
Nah.
Were they out there for 2+ weeks trying to find shit?
You didn't put in on this, man.
This my payment. Nah, I'm keeping this shit.
I'm going to tell some of the sexy chicks back at the camp.
Matter of fact, he said that too. This is we've been out here. We deserve this.
Yeah, it's been a rough day.
It's been a rough day. He said, you're going to bring it back to the chicks.
Hell yeah. I'm going to go back. What's that chick? Maligna? What's her name? Magna. Not Maligna.
Oh, Lord.
I'm going to go back to Magna and be like, look, I got some of this $2,000 whiskey up in the cabin. I know I only got one eye, but I only need one, girl.
That eye kept getting on my nerves, man.
Yeah,
Yeah, it looked like he was a little cross-eyed.
That shit like it's glowing, man.
Whenever they show a picture of his face, it looked like one was up higher than the other.
It's an optical illusion.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, not even.
Bars.
That wasn't even on purpose. I swear to God.
Effortless bars.
Effortless bars. I didn't even think about it until you started laughing.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, man. So, anyway, man, let's get to the last 30 minutes. So, this was, like it. Terminator got them all hostage, talking shit.
Yeah, he showed up. That shit was kind of spooky. Like, he was just in the distance, like, asking them questions. I'm like, what the fuck about to happen? Yeah. I was like, damn. Yeah. And then, where is Aaron? Like, what the fuck?
How was the boar? Huh? How was the boar? I was like, oh, you about to get fucked up. You about to get fucked up. I kind of wish he did.
Y'all think he made a good villain?
Yeah,
I thought so too.
I liked him.
He was good.
Yeah, he
was good.
Yeah, because he said he was like, that gun probably not even loaded, is it? He was like,
yep.
Boom, 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 boom.
He was like, yeah, you think you're alive? He was like, God,
that was fucked up. That was fucked up.
He like, he's still breathing.
You think he made it? Who? Your homie?
Right. Yeah, he in that room over there.
Yeah, like, crazy.
Let's go see.
Nah, he was good.
Yeah, I thought he was good. But yeah, the Russian roulette I thought was weird. Would you guys have played that game?
What'd you say?
Would you guys have played it in that situation? Would you guys have played it?
I don't think so.
What else he gonna do? He's just gonna kill you.
He gonna have to kill me. Mm-mm. I ain't putting no guns in my hand, pulling no trigger, and I ain't shooting nobody. So you just gonna have to kill me, nigga.
No, I'm gonna play it.
You would do it.
You would do it.
I would. Well, I already said I would have fucking just let off as many shots as I can. I mean, if I'm a die
anyway.
Yeah,
I would have took my chance with that.
Yeah,
I would have took my chance with trying to kill him before I killed myself or my friend or whatever. So, yeah.
But if that wasn't an option, would you have shot the other dude?
Or put it through your head?
Because if I was Aaron, Gabriel got to go. Like,
but that was the point, though.
I know, but he's telling the truth.
He ended up being right, yes.
I would have let off as many shots into Gabriel and be like, hey, bro, look, I did what you told me to. Can I go now?
But he would have killed you eventually. Or I guess maybe.
We could have been homies then. Because look, Gabriel going to go to heaven.
He would have been locked up with his brother.
Nah, maybe not. Look, I mean, like, look, Gabriel, you just about to meet your savior a little bit earlier than you expected. So you're going to be good. So just go ahead and take this bullet. You won't even see it coming.
Jesus Christ. I don't know. When I was in that, I was like imagining if I was in that situation. I think we all share the same viewpoint. I was like, I would at least try to put one in him first.
Mm-hmm. You got to,
because if I'm gonna die, then I'm gonna just die at least trying to defend myself.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah.
When he came out with his fucking arm, though, I was like, damn, yo, he took his go-go gadget arm.
He did. Not the go.
I was like, oh, where is Aaron?
And he put the shit on the table.
And he put it on the table. This your boy? This your people's? this your man's?
And then he was funny. He was like, yeah, what happened to your arm? And what happened to your eye? It was like,
that is so rude.
What
happened to your face, motherfucker?
That's what they should have asked him.
Right.
That, somebody missed the moment.
You look like Freddy Krueger up in here. You wonder about what the fuck's wrong with my eye.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but yeah, that was fucked up. He just snatched his arm off.
Like, come on, man. Like, you already tied him up. Why you got to take his arm off?
Right. Yeah, how'd you tie him up?
That's rude as shit.
I guess tied him at the elbows.
Well, yeah, because his arm is gone from right here. Well, he can still hit you with the nub. He still got an elbow.
Oh, unless you just wrap him around like
he
like
had him
this.
Wrapped up here. Yeah.
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 So this was just free to.
I mean, you should probably wiggle your way out like
that. I'm catching you with the stump. Then.
He had
fuck
it right.
That.
He had it right there on the little nub.
But you can just do this and just get it out.
You
there.
Could. You absolutely could. But what you gonna do after you do that?
I'm catching you with the nub.
No,
he can nub.
The nub gonna hurt if you hit him hard.
He can nub him to death because it's probably like a hardened bone.
Right. It's been gone for a minute, so the end of it is probably like at least a little tough.
Yep.
No, it probably feels like a hand.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. So you can hit him in the back of the head with the nub. He would never expect that.
Especially because it had that metal on it, so that skin had to toughen up because of the thing.
Got some calluses and shit.
Yep.
You're not gonna just tie me up with one arm. Fuck that.
But I thought it was cool when he was like, you hear that sound? He said it make a different sound when it's in the chamber. As he was like, damn. So yeah, I was like, damn.
You start second guessing at that point.
They sure did.
Like,
mm-hmm. He sure
like,
did.
Man, why you gotta do this? Like, singing a different tune.
You're right, he did. Come on, man. Stop playing. Yeah. Right. We're supposed to be in this together, bro. Come on, man. You come back with us.
He sure did.
That shit changed, man.
I don't blame him.
That shit changed, man. I was like, damn.
We'll be back after this quick break.
I mean, he convinced him. He convinced him. He was like, yo, we different. He's like, that's who we are. Is that what he said? That's who we are. Mm-hmm. Say, you can come back to us, man. Come back and hang out and chill. We'll take you back to our village.
But that was after he told the story about fucking killing his brother and his whole family. That's why I was like, you're stupid as shit, Aaron. Like, what are you talking about?
Well, I mean, survival of the fittest at that point, or survival, period. Because mm-hmm. they, you know, I think deep down, they still think they can talk certain people into being good. You know.
I don't think so, because
Rick.
Did. Yeah,
Aaron I don't know why Aaron thought that, but that wasn't the way that Rick taught everybody. Mm-hmm. Rick said, "Yo, these are the things. If they don't meet these requirements, fuck them."
Yep, Aaron wasn't really like Aaron came later, right? So he mm-hmm. really wasn't around Rick like that, was he?
Yeah,
was he? I don't
for
remember.
A while. Mm-hmm. He was because he met him at the cabin.
They all lived in that place together. And then, was it Alexandria or Hilltop, whichever one they were mm-hmm. at?
But
they
I don't
live there together.
I don't think he got like Rick's teachings.
Right. I feel like he came towards the end of Rick.
Aaron has used that. Remember, it was the questions: how many mm-hmm. people have you killed? How many zombies have you killed, mm-hmm. and why?
Yep.
Aaron has done that.
Yeah.
Like he said that to people. So Rick taught him that.
Yeah.
So
that's how you survive.
I took that because Aaron was part of the teams that will go out and ask those questions mm-hmm. and bring people back to Alexandria. I feel like he's still kind of naive. Like he said in this episode to me just was like showing the difference between Gabriel's lack of belief and Aaron's faith in people. Mm-hmm. Like Aaron still thinks that, you know, people are inherently good and mm-hmm. we can bring them back and we can build a community. And Gabriel's been jaded. And, you know, even with his faith in him supposing to be a man of God, he's lost faith in people and was just like, look, this man just showed us who he is and I'm going to believe him. Ain't no converting. Mm. I'm a play minister and then kill him.
That shit was crazy.
It was.
But before that kill though, so what I was going to say about the burn people, I feel like that was foreshadowing to this particular moment. Like mm-hmm. them two playing Russian roulette, not want to basically live without the other type of thing. Is how I kind of took that whole moment. So I feel like that's what they showed. That was foreshadowing with the burn people, like them not wanting to live without each other. They'll just all die together.
Because it was like three sets of bodies and families. Mm-hmm. The burn, the one on the roof, mm-hmm. and then, of course, his brother.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
So I feel like that's what they were doing, telling that before we actually got there to that moment. Mm.
So was Gabriel right?
When what? When
to kill him?
Hell yeah. At first, I was like, oh, shit. And I thought about it because in a sense, I think like Aaron, like, you know, it's good in everyone, right? But, you know, in the zombie apocalypse and the teachings of Rick, it's like, nah, he was right. Like, nah, he was supposed to kill this motherfucker because who knows? This nigga might snap again and just start killing exactly. people in the community. Yeah. If he was able to kill his fucking own family.
Yep. Or they thought, well.
He did kill the family. He just didn't kill the brother. What he did was worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what they thought.
He basically did the same thing he did to them.
Yeah.
He made me play the game, is what his brother was saying, right?
Because even at that time, they thought he actually killed his brother. They didn't even know that his brother was actually, mm-hmm. you know, locked up. Yeah. I don't know. I thought it was fucked up that he did that because the guy actually, like, basically, Gabriel proved that he was right about people all along, that they will turn on you, that you can't trust them. Mm-hmm. You know, even when you let your guard down, that's what he did. He let them free because he believed in them, mm-hmm. and ended up getting himself killed. So, kind of taking it to your point, if he would have killed them instead of believing in them, he would still be alive. Maze would still be alive. So I guess Maze was right at the end mm-hmm. of the day. You know, he just went about it in a fucked up way in making them play the game to prove you know, his work in theory.
Yeah, even if it wasn't the backstory of him killing other people that close to him, you still made us play Russian roulette,
mm-hmm.
and we could have died from this. Mm-hmm. Like that was fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Like you didn't care if I pulled this trigger, it would have blew my head off.
Right. So like, you can't come back with me, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. Nah, ain't no. Nah.
Like at first I thought maybe Aaron was lying
mm-hmm.
until Gabriel actually killed him, and Aaron was like, "Oh, what did you do?" I'm like, "Bro, you were serious? You mm-hmm. were really thinking I'm gonna bring this dude back that just killed his family? Mm-hmm. I'm gonna bring him back to where my family is?"
Fuck no.
Yeah, you're a new fool. I was glad fucking Gabriel is finally not being a little punk ass, you know, and he's doing some shit that needs to be done.
Yeah,
that shit was crazy though.
What did y'all think they were trying to say in terms of the conversation that he had before about what ministering is and how you just talk to people and you try to relate to people on a one-on-one basis? He does that with this guy to then turn around and kill him. Like, to me, I don't know, it was just a weird way of trying to show, I don't know if it's showing where Gabriel is in his faith and his religion, you know, his relationship with God, all of the references to the Bible, and then him saying he uses it for toilet paper, like all of that, like the inferences of the relationship between God and Gabriel were interesting to me.
Yeah, what was your initial question though?
I lost it.
You said, what do we think he was doing?
Like what was that? But I lost it. I lost the question a little bit.
You asked, what did you think they were trying to say with Gabriel talking about what ministering is and then turning around and killing mm-hmm. that guy after he ministered to him?
Mm-hmm. Well, he said he didn't, to Aaron, he was saying he has no interest in ministering anymore. And he was just like, you should, right? Mm-hmm. Gabriel admitted that he doesn't want to.
I think he did that after he told that story about how he learned about liquor.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so, and then Aaron said, man, you should really become a preacher again. And he was just like, no, I don't want to.
Got it.
Yeah.
That's what it was. Because you've got Gabriel who's wearing his collar, but he's drinking, he's gambling, mm-hmm. he's ministering to turn around, to use that in a way to get the man to let his guard down and then kill him.
So
he really has kind of strayed away from any sort of ministering in this episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was not expecting that at all. I had to wind the shit back. Like, what does
I happen? Did too.
Oh, yes, I think she back like,
head. Yeah, I walked. Yeah,
because he had a like hole in his fucking head.
Yeah, Gabriel hit him hard.
Spike ball.
Yep.
Yeah, he lucky he didn't miss though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, he was dead on. He was
thinking
the way he hit his ass.
Your shit might be off. Like you close one eye. I don't know if I can hit Ken dead on.
He got a lot
I
of
really
practice.
Closed my eye.
Yeah, I know you did. That's hilarious. You were really trying to see if it would work.
He came at a straight on though, not at an angle. So yeah.
But he was probably trying to go for an angle.
Slipped and missed.
But yeah, he got him good, man. I was like, damn, Gabriel, for real?
One shot, man. One shot.
And I did like that line where he was like, nah, it's cool, we're good. But then Aaron was like, are we?
Yeah.
But again, I was like, come on, Aaron, are you serious? Mm-hmm. Like, you wanted to kill Negan,
mm-hmm.
but you're just cool with this guy that just made y'all play Russian good roulette point. For however long. Mm-hmm. He got all these scars all up on his face. You know you can't bring this dude back mm-hmm. looking all crazy.
They did actually mention the scar.
Yeah, he said his brother did it.
Yeah, but remember he said, yeah, because Gabriel was like, yeah, the same way you got that scar on your face or whatever. Mm-hmm. When he asked him about, you know, his eyes or whatever, I think it was at that. But at some point he did bring it up. But I think the other thing is he was, you know, I guess Gabriel was actually good at bluffing all along. Because remember the guy said, you're not good at bluffing, you know, and Gabriel essentially just bluffed him into setting him free.
Yep.
And he got capped.
Although I just didn't... So the guy was looking at Aaron. So Gabriel must really be slick to be able to get up from this side, go around the table and pick up the arm and bust him without him seeing any of it?
I don't know what an arm was. Exactly.
I thought it was on the table.
I thought it was on the table too. The guy did. Maybe he grabbed it I don't know when he grabbed that arm. Mm-hmm.
But even if the arm was on the ground, he would have noticed. Like, it's not like... He was turned with his back completely to him. Like,
right,
he would have
him.
Noticed him get up.
No, he was paying attention to Aaron because, he was trying to untie him. So, in that moment, you trying to untie him, he could have easily just grabbed that thing real quick and his ass get up.
But he's in front of you. Like, think about it. like they're facing each other, right?
Yes.
If I'm Aaron, the guy
and I'm Gary Bureau.
Right. The guy is behind me untying him.
He wasn't behind and he was to the side. He was to the side.
But he's still gonna see him.
No, think about it. If I'm Gabriel, you're Aaron,
right.
The guy's next to you trying to untie, he's like, not gonna see what I'm doing over here.
I feel like you're gonna see that shit on your peripheral. You're gonna notice, like, even if I'm standing here and looking this way, mm-hmm. I feel like I would still notice, like, if you got up.
Yeah.
Not that it really matters.
They just caught him off guard. The same way they caught us off guard with that fucking shot.
Yeah.
Because not only was he just untying him, he was talking to him and shit and all that. And Gabriel saw that as an opportunity, got that shit. As soon as he looked up, boom.
Bust him square in the head.
I was like, damn.
Yeah.
About time he did something cool.
Yeah. No, that was a good one.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That was a good one. That kill.
Yeah, but it wasn't enough for me to fully enjoy this episode.
No,
yeah.
Not at all.
Yeah, it was definitely highlight of the episode. Yeah. But what was weird is, like, you go up there, like, you kill this guy, and then you go upstairs, you find his brother, and it sounded like they would be cool with taking him back.
Yeah, well, his brother didn't really, well, oh, no, yeah, he did say his brother attacked him. Mm. But I guess,
food or something.
Yeah, he took his last piece of food, and then they got in an argument. He said his brother attacked him, so he had to kill him.
Yeah. So it was like, y'all should have wanted him dead, too.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. So there wasn't any consistency with that part, but
I thought it was kind of weird that they made him a twin. I don't know why, but I just thought that was kind of
because like, they didn't want to get another whole other actor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yeah. It was the pandemic thing again.
Well, yeah, it just I don't know. It just seemed kind of goofy, and he's like, "Oh, it's his brother." Yeah, we figured it out. I mean, it was just like with a beard. I mean, who the fuck else could it be?
Mm-hmm. But yeah, that was it. Mm. That was the show. That was the episode.
Well, you know, then they see the water tower and they decide.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, yeah.
We're going to go for one more indeed.
One more.
Yeah, cool, man.
Isn't that the water tower that in Fear the Walking Dead?
I doubt it. No, because they're Fear the Walking Dead is in like Mexico or some shit.
Oh, okay. Okay.
When I saw his brother, I thought that was like a Cain and Abel type of nod. My brother's keeper type thing.
Mm. Oh, I didn't think about that. Yeah, probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there were a lot of like faith, mm-hmm. And religious overtones in this one.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Am I not my brother's keeper? It turned out, yes, he was.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I think they definitely was doing that with that particular scene.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, what? Three more left?
Is it?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
I thought I heard Mike mention that these are just like, or is either Mike or Eric say that these are just bonus episodes to mm-hmm. season 10?
Season 11.
Season 11?
Yeah.
So this is closing out season 11?
This is closing out season 10.
Okay, that confused me.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, right, yeah. You said bonus episodes to season 10.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you were saying leading up to season 10.
No.
Sorry.
No, no,
yeah. They're bonus episodes for season 10. And then season 11 is next season.
Is the final season.
Yeah.
Correct?
And then the Carol and Daryl show starts.
Right. Yeah, I'm straight. I'm just ready for this to be over.
You know you're going to watch Carol and Daryl. Stop playing.
Nope. Yeah. Same way I don't watch the Beyond. What was that show
Fear
with the kids?
The Walking Dead.
Oh, no, I not Fear, but the other
one. Yeah,
I didn't finish it. I forgot about it.
I did finish it.
I told y'all I wasn't going to watch that shit either. Even with the little Rick Nuance stuff that's in it, I don't even care.
Yeah.
Damn.
And I'm starting not to care about the Rick movie like now.
Yeah, they need to hurry up.
Yeah, they need to hurry up, man, because
if it's like 3 years from now, no one's going to give a fuck.
I think if it wasn't for this show, I probably wouldn't even watch Walking Dead like that, honestly. I probably would just watch it whenever I, you know, get around to it.
Because
I'm just like kind of over it.
Huh? Facts.
Yeah, I'm just kind of over it. They're stretching this thing out way too long. And I understand it's pandemic too, you know. So then they got to find creative ways to shoot this stuff. But yeah, they need to wrap this shit up.
I liked the first two episodes. This one, I was just like, I don't give a fuck about these guys.
Yeah.
And the thing is, y'all being the writers of the show, y'all had to know that no one is invested in Gabriel and Aaron. Nope. You couldn't have done like Gabriel and Eugene, maybe, or how about Rosita and Gabriel go out together or something?
That would have been kind of interesting, yeah.
But Gabriel together with Aaron. Aaron could have died 2 years ago, and I would have forgot a year and 6 months ago. Like, this, like, no one cares about Aaron. Like, his arm getting chopped off and all that shit, I didn't give a fuck.
Nope.
Gabriel running into Negan and getting zombie guts in his eye and getting him an infection in his eye. It's like, what the fuck? Die, motherfucker, die.
Yeah.
So at this point, I don't think anybody cares about them. So right. That was a bad move.
No, it was. It absolutely was.
But maybe there was nobody else that was willing to do it. Like, maybe those were the only two that were just like, all right, yeah, we're not, you know, we're cool with COVID.
Could we'll be, but it. I'm curious to see who they're going to pair up for the next three.
Well, the next one is back to Ezekiel and what's my girl's name? A little sexy one.
The Hispanic girl?
Yeah.
I don't know her name. So they're going to finally touch on that.
Yeah,
moment.
They're going back to that.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. All right, well, we'll be back.
I guess.
We'll be back. Yep, we'll be back to talk about that one next week. But yeah, I mean, 2 out of 3 ain't bad. That's not, you know, it's a good percentage so far. We'll see if they keep it up. So we'll be back next week, guys. We'll catch you then. We out. Peace.